Okay. So we're going to start off today. Let me turn the echo off. Listen to this song. This is Michelle. For those that don't know who this is, the song came out what year, sister? We're going to analyze this song. Today, we're going to talk about old songs from the 90s. We're going to talk about a little bit of real estate, if she wants to, and how we're coping with this madness, the stuff we do with our family, and all that good stuff. Your weight? Okay. What's up, Glenn? Hey there. How are you doing? Who's pregnant? Not this one. Okay. What? Who's with child? I mean, I know all of this. You heard you're late? Oh, okay. Well then, congratulations on your pregnancy, and I hope it goes well, and I hope you, you know, have a nice, healthy child. That sounds awesome. Yeah. So, oh, you're back. With how many pounds of weight are you catching? No, when I got in here, someone said, nobody said I'm late. But Glenn, you're a guy, right? So you can answer our questions. We're going to talk about this song done by Michelle, right? So I have to go to her lyrics. So she says, you know, it's a bit too much to manage. That guys think they're God's gift to the world. Mm-hmm. And some of them do. And they get to have their cake and eat it too.
I'm the cake.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay, Glenn, you're tripping.
I'm the chocolate cake he's talking about.
Oh my gosh. So today we wanted to talk about that really quick. So what do you think, sister? Do you think guys think that they're God's gift to women?
Absolutely.
Some of them?
Absolutely. Where's my platform?
Oh, wait. She has to turn on the mic. We have a mic.
Absolutely.
Are you turning on the echo?
No echo.
Oh, no echo. So,
because
it's like, ew, that just looked nasty. I looked at your finger at the wrong time because that was just nasty.
My nose.
That was just nasty. Don't ever look at somebody blowing their nose or looks like they're picking their nose.
I'm not going to touch you.
You better not. I need to sanitize. We have to sanitize. That's what we have to do. So anyway, so you think some guys think that they are God's gift to the world?
Take it off your lips.
You want me to take it off my lips?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Talk about gross. Yeah, unfortunately I do. A lot of men feel as though, you know, they can have their cake and eat it too and get away with it forever.
So you're talking about like men that are married.
Yeah, maybe
that,
married or juggle multiple women.
That juggle multiple women. So do you think a man can love all of those women the same?
No, absolutely not. I mean, he might. No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
So like, why would a man go to different women when he could probably get it from one?
Because sometimes I feel like they don't want to put forth the effort, or they're tired, or, you know.
He's an echo now. Glenn. Wow. Yeah, that's our microphone.
Hi.
Yeah, so you said they don't put forth an effort.
Yeah. I think they don't. Sometimes they just don't want to put forth the effort to try.
So, like, But it's been going on since the beginning of time. Did you know, I can't remember which people in history were doing this, maybe even biblical, but they could like
have multiple spouses.
Yeah, I think it was England. They could divorce their wives or have them beheaded or whatever, and like have more women.
Well, they can, they don't have to have them beheaded. They can have, in the Bible, biblically, they can have different multiple wives.
So is that wrong now? That is wrong now.
Yeah, it's bigamy. Polygamy.
Now it's called
bigamy
and
polygamy.
But some men still have that mindset.
Like those people, the sister wives that practice that.
Yeah,
they the sister have wives. Multiple wives. Yeah.
But we're talking about guys now in today in the new millennium.
Well, they remember that compound got busted with those people not too many years ago.
I'm talking about guys that we meet just on the street. Like,
you're talking about me.
You know, it's nice outside. Well, I mean, why would a man cheat though?
That's an age old question that we've all been asking. Who knows? Different reasons. Maybe they want to be, they like the chase. They want to conquer. They're just bored. I don't know. Who knows?
Can any guy out there tell me why a man would cheat? Just no good. So you think they're just no good?
Maybe they just didn't have a good example of what. Because I know a guy that believes that his father had multiple wives, so he thinks it's okay. So if that's the example that they saw,
he said biologically we want to spread our seed. But what about the ones that just like to, you know?
But matrimonially, you're wrong.
What about the ones that just like to get it in?
Then I feel like they shouldn't get married.
They shouldn't get married. I think, it's on. So they shouldn't get married.
Yeah, but if you want to, I mean, I respect that. If you say, you know what, I don't want a relationship with you, or I don't want to get married right now. I just want to have fun.
What about those men that stay in the relationship for years and years and years, but have like multiple girlfriends on the side? Mm. What about that?
I'm against that. You know,
like, so
I've been a victim of that, falling into that nonsense. So I've been tricked. So yeah, it's something terrible.
He said I stayed out of relationships in my 20s because I was hoeing.
Exactly. But that's respectable because you knew, you owned up to what you wanted to do. You know, and when it was time for you to commit and be with that one person, you did it.
Yeah.
You know, get it out of your system. That's, I respect that.
Yeah, get it out of your system.
Get it out of your system. Because that way you can, you know, you learn about different women. And you know, if that's what you need to do to make yourself be faithful in the long run, then do that.
So do you think like a man would go to another woman or have like a girlfriend if his wife didn't do things sexually? That
like wifely duties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like wifely duties, just like being experimental.
There's a such thing
stuff.
As wifely well, like freaky stuff? Probably. Maybe.
So.
I mean, it's hard to say. It's
hard to say.
I mean, you have to be understanding to a certain degree.
She didn't want any bum stuff.
Bum.
But yeah, like but you, when you go, you know, they always say, we're always taught there's no love in the club, right?
Yeah.
But then you know, you go and you meet somebody, you meet them at the club.
Oh god.
Yeah. Okay, our dad is a preacher, right? And there was this guy.
He was a parishioner.
I guess some kind of preacher guy.
Was he?
He was young, and he used to tell like
he was bossy to his wife.
He treated his wife so mean. He would always keep her pregnant, and he like told us the young people, you go to the club, you meet a guy, and you're moving with him. It was so ridiculous.
Like,
oh my gosh, why is he saying that? Like.
Old enough to go.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Talking about his own life.
Yeah, he was thinking about his own life. Because how many kids did they had like five boys, and then she was pregnant with that other one. They're probably divorced now. She probably into that Me Too movement and was like, I'm done with you. Yeah. She was so sweet too.
Yep.
I don't even remember her name. I remember how she looked.
Yeah.
But I don't even. Nice yeah. Man. But he was horrible. He was awful. If I saw him today, I would. slapped him in the face.
It's like self-righteous
dude. Yeah. Just, yeah.
Nobody
is. So I don't like dudes like that because those are the main ones that are out there cheating.
And very chauvinistic.
And very chauvinistic. Very so. So I never met anyone.
I'm working out.
I date at a bar, a club.
Tell them.
Oh yeah. Okay. So if you hear my sister over here, heavy breathing,
or you know,
there's nothing nasty going on. She's.
I need
oxygen. She's working out.
I need some oxygen.
Yeah, she needs some oxygen over here. Wait, and what are you doing, Leslie
Sansone? Walking place.
Leslie Sansone, walk in place. So that's what she's doing. No, she's not masturbating. She better not do that in front of me. That's just nasty.
Now let's pick it up.
Okay, so she's walking.
March.
She thinks she's doing something over here.
I got my weights in my hands.
You know, now that we're all on house arrest, he's gonna turn around. Oh no, I don't even want to be in here when she's doing that. That's gross.
What am I doing?
She's marching in place, wide-leggedly. Is
now,
that a word?
Now I'm lifting me, right?
Okay, your internet's slowing down. Look at that.
Right, because too many people on.
Okay, so anyway.
It's the kids, you, everybody. Nah, yeah, somebody got to get off.
Seriously?
The children.
Well, then you need to get a higher speed internet.
Are you going to pay for that?
Who's your provider?
I can't afford Xfinity now.
Xfinity. Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, we're just calling to check in with
this
everyone.
Yeah.
We said, oh, we was curious how phone sex hotlines were. Oh, well, yeah. If we had a phone sex hotline here, it really wouldn't work because our internet's so slow.
Well, yeah.
Everybody's internet's slow. We're all on house arrest right now. That's what it feels like. They may as well just give us all ankle bracelets.
Right.
You know, what's up, Vander?
Come on, it's in shape.
Yeah, so, you know, we're talking, and we said you either come out this like 30 pounds heavier
or 30 pounds lighter. 10.
Yep, Netflix and chilling. 9 months later, they're going to have a new baby boom.
Or a bigger baby butt.
A big butt. What? Nobody can go to DR right now to go get a BBL. Ooh.
Gotta earn it on my own, huh?
So let's see. How are we coping with this? So what did we do yesterday?
Oh, we had so much fun.
We had fun yesterday.
We
so
sing-off.
What we did, we had a dance off and a sing. No one's buying condoms. Condoms are fully stocked.
Oh wow.
Wow. Yeah. Well, what is that? That lube? What was that lube? No, that lube we were reading about.
Astroglide.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're all using Astroglide and they can get it out. No, it's the Astroglide. And what was that other one? The guy said it burned he and his wife.
The Astroglide.
Was it the Astroglide?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check out my sweat, my thing on my waist.
Okay. All right.
I'm about to sweat.
So anyway, moving on. So yesterday, we were doing battles because like I'm, you know, class of 94 right here, class of 88.
Hey.
What?
That's too much information.
Yeah, okay. So we were doing like MC Hammer videos. And we had to try to keep up with the dances from the 90s.
That was a good workout.
And you know what? When I was like a teenager, I don't remember it being that hard to do all of the dances.
Yeah.
Oh, he was born in 87.
Aww.
That was so cute.
So
you could be his mom, huh?
Yeah, I was gonna be like the first team mom.
Yeah, what MTV?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm the charter member.
The OGs, you know that they have a show like the OG team moms.
Oh no.
Yeah, they're back. Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah. So we did that. We were doing Oak Towns 357. Yes, Thimberly, an old lady can do this.
Well, come on in.
Do you see what I'm doing right now?
You can talk and work.
Okay, whatever.
Work that body. Make sure.
He said, "No, don't say that. I made a masturbation comment." Yeah. Oh yeah, because he said he could be his mom.
this is Granny workout.
Huh? Yeah. Well, let Granny over there do her workout. So anyway, we did that, and then we had a sing off, and we're trying to sing songs that we haven't done before, and that was pretty horrible. But this,
we slayed the hits, huh?
Yeah, but this diva over here, she took the mic, the one that you hear the echo. And
I was there.
She would not give us back the mic. So I was trying to give her songs that she didn't know, and she only requested songs, right? Like, you have to really, really sing and stuff. You know, like, oh my gosh. So I'm just like, okay, for real.
I can do one for them if they like.
What?
There's a boy. I know.
Would you like the microphone?
I would like it.
Okay, so she's going to try to sing. I'm turning the echo off.
No, I'm singing a little.
Oh, here you go.
There's a boy.
Here she goes.
I know. He's the one I dream of.
Yeah.
Looks into.
Can you guys hear this? This is what I had to grow up with right here.
Oh, tell me, how will I know? Don't trust you.
And she's the backup.
How will I know?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, world, for giving me the opportunity.
All right. He said, yes, I'm taking off my pants now. Oh. He's going to throw them up on stage.
Oh, hey.
Some dirty little underoos.
As long as your wallet's in there.
Oh, okay. So she said, just keep your wallet in there and, you know, she said, it's all good. Yeah, okay. So anyway, we're just talking to check in with everyone. And he said, you can. Nice. The wallet. Oh, Vander said nice. Ooh, you have a fan. Ooh. So she'll be singing again after she finishes.
I'll be on YouTube later at 5, 9, and 12.
Okay, she's going to perform. Oh, he said you can pay the bills too.
Oh, well,
he said, yeah, if you throw the wallet.
You give me the money.
And so, you know, all this quarantine stuff, we were thinking about a business. We can just, you know, because you can't gather like 10 or more people, right? So if you guys have a party of 5, you can like call us over and we will bring our own music and microphone and we'll perform for you.
You gotta feed us.
But we can't perform on an empty stomach.
That's right.
So
Mama told me.
Yeah. So you're gonna have to
some cold cuts or something.
Something.
Hummus.
Something.
Hummus and hot wings.
Some hummus.
Hummus
okay.
And hot wings.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what you have to do. So yeah, but anyway, you know, we can come over there. We can perform direct to you in 30 minutes, but you have to be in our area.
And I do Janet Jackson and Whitney Houston and Mary J. Blige. Those are my 3 specialties. So you gotta, you know.
Orgy porn. No, no, no orgies here.
I sing.
Yeah, she sings. I can sew a little bit, so I can create a little outfit for her with some sparkles. With some sparkles. So,
sparkly.
Yeah. If you want a good time, call E&J Entertainment over here. Right. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Vegas, but there's like these little buses that it's like a truck that drive down the strip. And it has and they advertise and they have like pictures of women and
little
it's like,
shooters, yeah. Oh, call girls.
Yeah. And it's like direct to you in 30
yeah,
minutes.
Direct to you, girls.
So I guess you can, you know, have some dates in 30 minutes. Look, he's tired. Look, he's trying to smile. That dude's tired over there. He said, with social distancing, I can't make any. No. So, you know, because of social distancing and because we're all on house arrest,
you can't see a show anymore.
No, we're going to have to digitize the porn. The porn has to be digitized.
So
everybody, you have to like position your camera the right way look at a party now. So you can digitize it. You know, kind of like how R. Kelly digitized his urine on the girls. So you have to digitize the porn now.
Woo.
You know, like what people used to do back in the day before all of the social media.
It was unreal. Like,
no, they used to use webcams.
Oh,
who still has a web camera?
I have one on my
She's showing her age.
On my computer.
She's showing her age.
Every computer has a webcam.
No, but I'm saying there used to be the kind we had to connect to your computer and plug in.
I
mean, you have a built-in.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm talking about the old school kind.
I never had one.
Okay.
I wanted one.
Yeah, well, I did. I had like 2.
And you know,
don't worry about that. No, I could never run for an office. Let's just say that. Yeah. So anyway, so what does she use the webcam for?
What do you use it for? I said I had one on my computer.
You don't use it though, huh?
No, I've never used it. I would like to.
So you can, he said, the Pornhub. Have you ever been on Pornhub?
I have not.
She hasn't been on Pornhub yet. She doesn't know anything about that. So I'll have to show that to her later. Oh, no, she says she doesn't need it because she lives it.
That's a cheap imitation for
it. Oh, okay, yeah. Like, I want to know what to use it for. Well, oh, Vander, okay, so let me explain it to you.
Educational purposes.
For educational purposes, you know, since we're educators and all.
No, really, you use it to teach kids and stuff.
No, not Pornhub. You don't use Pornhub to teach children?
The webcam.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. 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 Okay, so Vander, I hope you're talking about, bye, Glenn. I hope you're talking about a web camera or Pornhub. Which one?
He's talking about the web camera.
Okay, okay, so webcam, you can, you know, use it to see like friends from far away, distant places, like if they have internet. Yeah, like Skype, but they have to see you in order to use it because your camera has to be there. Now, the web, yeah. Now, the Pornhub, you use it if you get a little bit lonely.
You're feeling a little crazy,
as my uncle said. Whenever you're feeling a little bit crazy, that's when you, you type in Pornhub.com. And you click on all the free stuff because you don't want to get charged for that. You don't want that on your credit card because that just looks bad, you know, especially if you're married and all. Oh, he says he knows that one.
You don't be in doghouse.
Yeah, you're going to be in doghouse. You don't, you don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. Yeah, you don't want to be in doghouse. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what it's used for. Yeah, you know, just in case. Yeah, so we'll just end that right there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, pretty much. Okay.
Keep
me out of doghouse. Because I don't want to be in doghouse. So, Vander, are you still there? Okay, as I'm watching my sister over here.
Sweat to death.
Sweating to the oldies.
I wish we should say we would have a video on.
You can just find all of his old stuff.
Come on, people.
I heard he was like kind of mean.
You know, he's just aggressive about his craft. He's gonna get you ready to meet me.
Sweating to the oldies.
My cats are running.
Wow. Four. So, Vander, how old are you? What's up? Where are you from? Let me know. What's up, PBG, and a whole bunch of other numbers and letters? What's up? Are you a guy or a girl? I don't want to say man, and you know, you're like a girl, and you're like, ah. Come on, common sexy? Oh, that's what you're sexy, so you must, are you a guy? Oh, he's a, so you're a girl. You're a guy. No, I think he's a guy. Okay. Oh, okay. He said, yeah. 32. Oh, 32 in Texas.
Hey, mom.
He's legal.
Hey, mom.
This is good. And what about you, PBG, with the numbers and letters? Peanut Where are you from? Peanut butter and grits.
Peanut butter.
Because it's
juicy.
A G.
Peanut butter and juicy.
So what? What's up, Vander? How's life in Texas? What's going on?
I used to live in Texas.
Yeah, what part of Texas?
All of my exes live in Texas.
Most of your exes do live in Texas, though, for real.
Yeah.
Oh, he's from Jupiter. Oh, that's awesome.
What's that near?
That's in Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's Paris,
okay.
Texas,
and everybody down in Jupiter?
China. Yeah,
how's
yeah.
How's it going in Jupiter? How's it
yeah.
going?
Oh, that's awesome. So what are you guys doing today? Are you on house arrest? Are you working or what? Because we are, be quiet, because we are just here and we're going crazy. Oh, he says, do you like making love? The peanut butter and jelly guy. No. Never done that before. I wouldn't know. What?
No, this text I
just got. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wouldn't know anything about that. Oh, he's in Dallas. Oh, yeah. He said, you're crazy. Yeah, I like Dallas. Dallas is real cool. You know, don't tell anybody. I'm telling the whole world, but I kind of like Dallas better than Fort Worth. Please don't hate me. I don't know. Don't you like Dallas? Better. Okay, Dallas or Houston?
Dallas.
If you had to choose. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, Dallas to me is like more city. And Houston is kind of, you know.
Humid.
Houston is very humid. Very, 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 very humid. I couldn't live there. So, how's Jupiter? Peanut butter and jelly. Are you good? Is it cold out there? Let us know. He said, yeah, it's cold. Okay. So you guys tell me what you're going to get into today. Because we're just doing a quick little show just to check in. Because normally we come on Saturdays, but now we're going to do some Fridays too. And I didn't get to do my Monday. Yeah, my Monday motivational speech for everyone. Because I know everybody's going crazy right now.
And it's hard to stay motivated.
Oh, it's time to go to the office? Oh, you're at work. You're at work and you're listening to this nasty stuff? Oh, you nasty little boy. Oh, we can sing that song for you too. Direct to you in 30 minutes. Well, you're in Texas, so we probably can't do that.
Via internet.
Yeah, so via internet, right? All right, peanut butter and jelly. See you later. Yeah, he's gone. All right. So anyway, guys, we're just calling. We're just acting crazy, goofy, whatever. So, Buddy. I don't know who Buddy is, but that's certainly not me. He's like, what's your age, Buddy? I'm old enough. What are you doing? That looks nothing like the TV. Okay. Anyway, guys. Thank you for coming on. We're going to perform later. We'll do some songs.
You're killing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you guys, you'll type in the songs that you want us to sing and we'll try it. You want to do that? That's cool.
We'll give them a list.
Yeah, no, no. It has to be songs we don't know or else it won't be fun. Okay?
I'm not going to be.
All right, Vander, do you have a show that we need to talk about? Do you have your own podcast show? I think he's at work. I think he just said, yeah, he's at work. Well, anyway, Vander, let me know. You guys, you can reach me at positiveecs.com. Follow me on the social media. I said the social media, like the Google. And we will see you guys later. Thanks for tuning in during this midday. Well, actually, it's like 4:58 Eastern Standard Time.
Afternoon.
So yeah, this afternoon, bye and no. Okay, well, we'll get you there, Vander. We'll get you there. All right, guys. So we'll see you later. Tune in next time because we're going to do some singing.
Peace and blessings.
All right. Bye.